back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt, and I'm locked up. By that, I mean I'm in a lock on the Seine River in France, and I hope we hold on to the signal. Ed Morrissey is with us in Texas, and Shannon Royce joins us from Washington, D.C. I'm very excited about this interview with Shannon, who I've known for a very long time. Shannon is now the president of the Christian Employers Alliance, CEA. And a few months ago, a good friend of mine in Oklahoma said, will you come down to Oklahoma and talk to the CEA, the Christian Employers Alliance, about the battles inside the Beltway? It's a young and growing organization that has been long needed in the public square. Ed Morrissey and here are and I are here to help Shannon unpack her mission, what she does for the Christian Employers of America, and why CEA exists. Shannon, welcome. Great to have you. How are you, our friend?
I am doing great. I wish I were there with you. I'm doing great in Falls Church, Virginia.
Yeah, no one feels bad for me this week. I got to work during my vacation. No, they're not feeling bad for me. I'm in France. Shannon Royce, tell us about the Christian Employers Alliance, how to find it, what the Twitter handles are, and what the mission is.
Absolutely. So Christian Employers Alliance is an alliance of Christian-owned businesses. We are 80% for-profit businesses and 20% nonprofit organizations. So we cover the span of the for-profit, nonprofit world. Our members are believers who want to live out their faith in everyday life, in their businesses and organizations, not just privately, in their churches and homes. So they are people who are living out their faith in everyday life. Our mission is to unite, equip, and represent Christian-owned businesses to protect religious freedom and provide opportunities for employees, businesses, and communities to flourish. So this is really about our Matthew 5:16 call to be salt and light. That's the protect religious freedom side of the picture. And then to live abundantly, John 10:10, to live abundantly and help others do the same.
If anyone is out there and they suddenly felt a tug on their heart, maybe I want to get involved in the Christian Employers Alliance. As soon as I heard about it, I said, count me in, I'm coming. I'm going to sign up my media company for it. I'm going to get people to come in. And then Shannon sat down with Mike Reed at Salem and said, let's figure out how we can help each other out. And I'm not sure how we're doing that, because we want to know if anyone signs up because of the broadcast they're listening to. But Shannon, how has the response been? I don't think a lot of people knew that CEA exists, but I know a lot of people have long desired a voice that is explicitly and evangelically oriented. It's not fundamentalist, it's not Catholic, it's not Protestant, it's not Lutheran, it's not Presbyterian, it's just Christian, mere Christianity, but it does have a worldview, right? It's a gospel worldview.
Absolutely. So we are the Christian Employers Alliance. Those who join have an Orthodox perspective of faith. We have an Orthodox statement of faith as a part of our requirement to join. And those who are interested in exploring us can simply go to our website at ChristianEmployersAlliance.org, ChristianEmployersAlliance.org. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Getter, all over the place as Join CEA. Join CEA. It's an easy handle to remember. And yes, the response has been really strong, Hugh. We've doubled our membership in the last year, and our goal for 22 is to double our membership again. Our employers are across the United States, across industries. We're from the smallest employer, one or two employees, all the way up to over 40,000. So definitely a place to visit for our guests on the show today.
Shannon, this is Ed Morrissey, and I want to thank you for being with us today and talking about Christian Employers Alliance, which is ChristianEmployersAlliance.org. If you have the website up in front of you, you should at this point in time. And it appears to me that what you're doing here is almost like a whole service type of relationship with Christian employers. I mean, you're doing it, you're putting people together for greater impact. You are, looks like there's a way to do best practices between members, as well as linking up with other resources when the inevitable legal pushbacks begin or political pushbacks begin. Tell us a little bit about the linking up for common defense at CEA.
Absolutely. So we have four things, Ed, that we really try to do in representing Christian employers. We serve as their watchmen, so we're watching for law and regulations that would affect religious freedom, economic concerns, their communities. So we serve as their watchmen. Your question is really about our service as their shield to protect them from regulatory concerns and pressures of cancel culture. And so we file lawsuits on behalf of Christian employers where they can stay anonymous and we represent their concerns. We did that in the vaccine mandate situation. And of course, that was overturned by the Supreme Court, gratefully. So we serve as their shield where they get to stay anonymous. We serve as their voice. So I'm here today talking to you and other media representatives on Capitol Hill about the concerns of Christian employers. You know, unfortunately, the Chamber of Commerce and other business groups really don't represent the concerns of Christian employers. And unfortunately, they are repeatedly and actively landing on the wrong side of concerns, moral values, ethical concerns, biblical sexual morality, those kinds of things. And finally, we are an opportunity for community. We bring our members together for conference calls and webinars. We have our fall summit coming in September at Museum of the Bible. So we just are that one-stop shop for our members to get engaged.
That lousy keynote speaker at your first conference, that would be me. But I do. At the time, I thought to myself, there's a National Association of Broadcasters, the NAB, and then there's a National Association of Religious Broadcasters, the NRB. Both are integral to my business because I got some NAB issues and I got some NRB issues. And Chamber's falling apart. So even if you like the Job Creators Network, and I do, CEA, Christian Employers Alliance, has a different set of concerns. And some people said to me, do we need another legal defense? You know, we don't. We got the Alliance Defending Freedom. We got some other great. We need someone that's actually not litigating all the time. Someone who's actually kind of helping people organize and figure out the best practices. And all across the United States, corporations are being bombarded with social, environmental, and good governance issues. Well, CEA's weighing in on that. So just talk a little bit about the average CEA agenda for a private employer. And you might be a car dealer in Wisconsin. You might be a dry cleaner in Louisiana. But your gospel belief, you might be Catholic, Presbyterian, you might be LD, whatever you are. You are someone, a person of faith, and you want an organization that takes you seriously and doesn't wink, wink, nod, nod take you seriously, right, but really takes you seriously.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I'll give you an example of one of the services we provide to you that addresses these kinds of concerns. So Christian employers, like other employers, want to provide good health care for their employees. But Christian employers want that health care to be values-based, so that they have the opportunity to protect life. They don't want to support abortion and abortion-inducing drugs. They don't want to support transgender transition in their health care because it violates their religious convictions. And so we have a health care program called Covenant Choice that is a values-based program, a values-based health care, full-blown health care, values-based, and it provides transparency, flexibility, and control to the employer, but it is values-based, and they get to take care of their employees while not violating their conscience concerns.
I want people to know that one of the smartest lawyers I know in the United States told me about CEA and said they are sophisticated, and they know what they're doing, and that's what I think some CEA members are going to find out by joining CEA, is that there's a world of regulatory gray in which they need Sherpas, guides, leaders to help them through. And that's what Shannon and her team does. Over to you, Ed. I see you nodding. It's your turn.
Yes. And you mentioned earlier cancel culture. And I want to just take a look at the aspects of this alliance beyond legal defense, right? And you've already described a lot of things beyond legal defense. But there is a value in having a community of Christian employers against not just legal assaults, but social assaults on on the ability to live their Christian faith in how they conduct their business. Tell us a little bit about how that solidarity is built through CEA and the value it has for your members.
Absolutely. Well, I'll just talk for a moment about our fall conference. The theme of our conference is Navigating Uncharted Waters, Appointed for the Journey. And the focus of that meeting is going to be on the reality of cancel culture and the other things hitting our employers, inflation, interest rates, supply chain concerns, hiring challenges, all of those kind of things in this volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous moment that our employers are trying to run their businesses. And our focus at the meeting is going to be the alternatives that we can provide to our members to address some of those concerns. So if you're canceled from your bank, where do you go? If your credit card company cancels your payment or your donations coming into our nonprofits, what do you do? Those are the kinds of things that we will be addressing at our fall summit in September.
So Shannon Royce, how does somebody join the Christian Employers Alliance? What do they do?
It is easy. You come to our website at ChristianEmployersAlliance.org. There's a very straightforward application you complete, and we pick up from there and walk with you through the process.
Now, you know the left is going to come at you. The secular absolutists are going to say that, oh, this is just a front group for some right-wing nutters. I just know what's coming. How are you protected against that? Someone's going to, like, tape your entire meeting, and they're going to hear my boring speech about how it's important to live your faith out in the public square. It's not that exciting in terms of controversy. You're just doing the blocking and tackling of being a good employer, but are you prepared for that?
Yes, sir, we are prepared and we are preparing. It's a process, obviously, and we are in that process. We do have legal protection from our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom and other friends. But remember, Hugh, we are the Christian Employers Alliance, and we happen to believe there is a good God who is looking out for his children. Not just CEA, but his children around the nation who are running their businesses. And so we count on him, and we do all the best practices, but we also rely on his protection.
Well, keep coming back, Shannon Royce, because we love that CEA is in the field. I salute you. I'm so happy to get the honored to be there at the first gathering of what I hope is thousands of gatherings going forward. Shannon Royce, ChristianEmployersAlliance.org. Thank you.